In the Defense Department's ambitious plan to transition all of its PCs to Windows 10, how'd you like to do that one? The Marine Corps is hitting some stumbling blocks. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the issues have to do with outdated hardware.
Following instructions from the Deputy Secretary of Defense, the entire department is aiming to migrate to the latest version of the Microsoft operating system by January. The Marine Corps has already started early deployment work, and to meet the deadline, officials have been banking on being able to perform the upgrades over the network, without a technician having to physically touch each desktop and laptop. Early planning suggested the Marines would be able to do that with roughly 60-70% of the computers on the Marine Corps Enterprise Network, but Brigadier General Dennis Krall, the Marine Corps CIO, says it now appears the actual figure is more like 10%.
Because of a host of challenges, and I'll be fair to Microsoft, they're working through these with us, so the story hasn't ended yet. We're just kind of reached a hiccup right now. It's our hardware. Hardware that is older than a couple years is having more difficulty than hardware that is new. Mm-hmm. When you look at what new means to DoD, is that in many cases, we purchase yesterday's technology tomorrow is kind of how we work that. So a lot of our brand new systems out of the box are having difficulty with the upgrade, and we didn't anticipate that.
And Krall says the hardware issues pose potential financial concerns for the Marines. The service had not budgeted for the touch labor that might be needed to install Windows 10 on machines that can't be upgraded remotely.
Working with Microsoft engineers to work through some of those, I'm very optimistic that number of acceptance will increase, but there's going to become a breakpoint in the human labor cost to make that work and what it would cost to refresh the equipment outright, right? I mean, we're going to reach that conclusion. So we're left with a couple bins, the bin that it's working as we thought, the bin that's going to require a little bit of touch labor, and the last bin that there's no amount of touch labor, I think that'll get us there, and that refresh will probably have to come early.
The Defense Department is making the Windows 10 initiative an urgent priority because, from the department's perspective, it's not just a matter of upgrading to the next version of an operating system. DoD's implementation of Windows 10 comes along with what officials have termed a secure host baseline, marking the first time in the department's history that it's applied a common set of security configurations across the millions of PCs in its inventory. But David Cotton, the Deputy DoD Chief Information Officer for Information Enterprise, says just this week, the National Security Agency's Information Assurance Directorate issued guidance to the effect that migrating to Windows 10 in any form will give defense components better security, even if they can't fully implement the secure host baseline in the near term.
Gave us the assessment that said that if the hardware is not compliant, to take all of Windows 10 in this example, it's still better to migrate to that new operating system because you still have improved security than staying where you are. Hopefully that's good news and should reduce some of the initial costs.
Bill Marion, the Air Force's deputy CIO, says his service is expecting to face some of the same challenges that have popped up in the Marine Corps, which has generated a longer-term discussion about how to minimize hardware obsolescence amongst the hundreds of thousands of laptops and desktops the Air Force owns and operates. One solution is to own fewer of them.
What does our desktop look like tomorrow? What does the end device actually look like tomorrow? So if we want to talk disruptive, how does mobile fit in? How does tablet computing fit in? How do those other end devices fit into that ecosystem? I would contend the cost of a traditional desktop and a traditional set of office software and a traditional set of security around that is a pretty expensive proposition today. In some cases, it's needed. In some cases, it's not. Right? A mobile device, whether it's an iPad or a Samsung tablet, with maybe a containerized cloud application that's sitting on it, is a much more lightweight, easier to defend, better encrypted, better data security around that. So we're actually looking across, I'll call it three different lanes, one of which is the traditional, I'll call it the desktop model or the laptop model, now slates and tablets and those kind of things. The middle one is mobile computing. How much of our ecosystem can we truly make mobile much more lightweight, not just in cost, but in cost to operate from a NetOps perspective? And the last one is also, how do we increase our virtual footprint, right? So how do we, a virtual desktop kind of, whether that's as a service from like an Amazon model where I give you a desktop virtually, that's another construct that's part of our paradigm. It's certainly much more disruptive. We're less mature in that area, but we're trying to attack it from all three angles. Certainly are going to increase the number of mobile presence as part of this solution.
Krall says the Marines also see virtualized desktops as part of the answer, but not in every case.
That would solve some of the angst that we have, especially the cost associated with it. But I would go back as well, as the Marine Corps looks to do this, we'll probably adopt a hybrid solution to that as well. In a garrison environment, that virtualization seems a whole lot more attractive to me. On the tactical edge, for the risk that I put out before, much harder to employ. So we're trying to strike that balance between the two of those. And frankly, where that transmission or convergence takes place is probably the heart of our difficulty.
A February memo authored by Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Work tells all of DoD's components to move to Windows 10 by January of 2017, but it does allow some wiggle room. During 2017, the CIOs of the individual military services would be allowed to grant waivers for commands that haven't been able to meet the deadline. After that, any requests to stay on older operating systems would have to be approved by the DoD CIO. Terry Halverson, the current CIO, says there will be consequences for military services who don't comply with a Windows 10 mandate.
The specific repercussions we would take, I'm not going to get into, other than to say the first repercussion would be around how people were spending their money.
Halverson says DoD is taking the issue so seriously because the Windows 10 Secure Host Baseline would achieve several key objectives, including making the computing environments in each military service much more interoperable with one another and making it much more practical for U.S. Cyber Command to defend defense networks.
We've also never had before an operating system that has had this much security baked in from the beginning. I would tell you, if you're using a computer at home and you're not on Windows 10, you're doing yourself an injustice. So you ought to be moving to Windows 10. Along those lines, we're going to put out some guidance even to our employees in general, that not an endorsement of Windows 10 or Microsoft specifically, but listing what the characteristics of Windows 10 would give you if you put it in your home system. About as close to an endorsement as I can get of a software product.
Halverson says he remains confident that upward of 80% of DoD's laptops and desktops will meet the January deadline, especially since the vast majority of them are in fixed offices on military bases and belong to large enterprise networks. But there are thousands of computers across the military that don't meet that criteria. Janice Haith is the deputy CIO for the Navy.
On our ships, we still have Microsoft XP and before. And we can't get rid of it. And we can't get rid of it because it's a ship and we don't bring ships into port to do certain things. And some of these capabilities are so embedded in our warfighting offerings that it's just not possible anytime in the next 5 to 10 years.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.